Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there, all the other cool things you can do if you're a small business owner or want to be. You can listen to thousands of archives. You can hear this show live or replayed for 24 hours. You can, and those archives, by the way, go all the way back to 99. These are capturing interviews that we did all the way back into 99, some of them. So thousands of those, hundreds and hundreds of articles. You can find out more about our brain trust. And you can listen to live and to the replay and to the archive of our interviews, like the one today. And the first person we're going to talk to in this half hour is our new friend. Her name is Mercedes Laporta, and she is a woman entrepreneur, and I'm so proud of her. I want her to tell us her story. Mercedes, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's very, very nice to be on the show with you today.
It's good to have you here. And you started, now you have, you were born in Cuba, and you came over to the United States at the time of the revolution, didn't you?
Yes, I came over in 1961, at the age of six.
And when Mr. Castro kind of took over the island down there, and you've been here ever since?
I have been here. Actually, not in Miami. I grew up in Chicago. I lived in Chicago for 20 years.
Right. And so you've been operating an electric supply company now for the last 26 years, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Now, tell us, there are women out there, Mercedes, and men, who are where you were 26 years ago. They're just starting out. They're just kind of getting off the ground. They've got all this hope and all this concern in front of them. And I want you to talk to those people as if they were talking to you. Somebody was talking to you 26 years ago. What would you say to them?
Well, I can remember what my father told me when we made the decision of moving down to Miami and starting the business. I spoke with him, and he told me, you know, there is nothing. If you set your mind to do something, there's nothing that you can't accomplish. It's going to be a lot of hard work and, you know, a lot of perseverance. But if you set your mind to it, you can do anything that, you know, that you set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I took those words from my dad. He was kind of like my mentor. You know, we came here from Cuba, and he was in his 40s when we came. And
that was a courageous thing for him to do, to bring you over here, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, we went to Chicago, which, you know, I mean, not only a cultural change, but a very dramatic climate change. And my father was always an entrepreneur, also. In Cuba, I come from a long line of entrepreneurs, and you know, he started out, obviously, you know, just working in a factory, and it took him about 8 years to save up enough money to open up his own little grocery store in Chicago. And I can remember back then, you know, working in his little grocery store, and, you know, all the hard work. He'd get up at 4 a.m, and, you know, there's a lot of hard work involved in starting your own business, but if you've got it in you, the rewards are just, you know, it's incredible. I can say that after 26 years,
mm-hmm.
that I am so glad that I made the decision, you know, to run my own company.
You know, Mercedes, someone once said, if you think you can, or if you think you can't, either way, you're right.
That's correct.
Isn't that something?
That's
what your dad basically was telling you, wasn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Now the electric supply, I know a little bit about the electric supply business. It's a pretty tough business, and they're not an awful lot of women in that running businesses in that industry.
Well, I can tell you, Jim, that over the years, 26 years ago when we started the company, I can't recall another single woman-owned company, electrical company, in the United States. it's been, I think now when I go to these different conventions in my industry, I can probably count them on in two, you know, in both of my hands, the number of supply houses that are owned by women-owned, you know, women-owned. Mm-hmm. It's a very male-oriented, dominated industry, and I can tell you, I have a, you know, there's some few stories that I can tell you about, especially down here in South Florida, about a woman, you know, in this kind of an industry.
Well, I want you to do that, and we're going to do that, but we're also going to introduce another person. When we come back after these messages, we're going to introduce another new friend. Lucinda Yates makes jewelry to help people raise money. That's right. Her products are used to raise money, and she's got a very inspirational story to tell you folks, and I'm going to let her do that. When we come back, I'm going to introduce her, Lucinda, and Mercedes, and they're going to talk to each other, too, about their successes and their failures, the things that they're excited about, and the things that keep them up. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. And don't forget now, Monday is Valentine's Day, so we got to make sure we get something for our sweeties. And I'm going to ask the two ladies who are with us right now what they're going to do for Valentine's Day. You already met Mercedes Laporta, who is who's been with us for a few minutes and has told us about her electric supply company. But I want to talk now, want to introduce, and Mercedes is still here, by the way. She's not going away. I also want to introduce you to Lucinda Yates, who is our newest friend. Lucinda, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
It's good to have you here. Say hello to Mercedes.
Hi, Mercedes. How are you today?
Hi, Lucinda.
Now, the thing that these two ladies have in common, in addition to the fact that they both have inspirational stories as women entrepreneurs, and in addition to the fact that I'm very proud of both of them for what they've accomplished, and in both cases against some pretty tough odds, but the other thing that they have in common is both of you are going to be attending Office Depot's a business women's conference in Boca Raton, Florida, later this month, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. I'm going to be there as a panelist for their CEO Success Strategy session.
Right.
And it should be a lot of fun. There'll probably be about 1,200 people there.
There are going to be. There were about 1,100 last year. I was down there. I was the token male, ladies. And Lucinda, I want you to tell us, I'm going to let you and Mercedes talk to each other in a minute, but before we do that, I want you to tell us a little bit about your company.
Sure. I have a company. It's Designs by Lucinda, and I started it about 15 years ago. I can't believe it was that long ago, with no intentions of ever starting a company, and it just sort of took on a life of its own, and I became the bus driver. What we do is we create fundraising jewelry in the form of lapel pins, as in P-I-N-S,
right.
And they're used to raise money and awareness for nonprofit organizations across the United States.
Now, you actually had a time in your life when things were pretty dire for you, weren't they?
I really did. I went through a period of about almost 2 years, maybe 18 months, where I found myself living outdoors. And
you were now that is to say you were homeless.
I was, yeah,
and
I was.
But you had an extra degree of difficulty with you. That's not the right way to phrase that, I guess. You had an extra challenge with you as while you were homeless too, didn't you? You had somebody else with you.
Are you talking about my daughter?
Yes. Uh-huh.
She's been a challenge for a long time.
but I didn't mean that she was a challenge. But I mean being homeless with a young child. I mean you were homeless for a year and a half.
Just about, and not the entire time with my daughter. But I will just to say something about that. That's not that uncommon, and there's so many homeless women and children. I think the statistics on homelessness and women and children are much higher than just someone without
mm-hmm.
them. So,
but you were able to rise above that, and here you are now as an example of an outstanding CEO success story that's actually going to be featured in a pretty large national venue, the Office Depot's Business Women's Conference in Boca Raton. Congratulations, good for you. I am proud of you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I will tell you, just from that experience of being homeless, I think is what, if I hadn't had that experience, I should say, I don't think I would have thought of my business and the concept of my business. And, you know, so I'm grateful for that experience in that way.
Right. Well, tell us what was the driving force behind you starting your company?
Well, I had been a high fashion costume jewelry designer, self-taught, and was doing pretty well. Well, I had $20 at the end of the month in my checkbook, so I thought that was good. And my family values, my mom had always taught me, you know, if you're doing okay, you need to give something back to the community. So I decided that a good way for me to get involved in the community would be with the homeless, since I was, you know, intimately connected with that issue. And designed a pin with a house on it. And thought, well, this would be a great way to raise money for this issue and awareness. When people wear these pins, they'll be able to talk about what's going on in the community. And a realtor got a hold of one of them, and she said she was going to a convention in Florida. Could she take about 100? And that she'd like to sell them to raise money for this Preble Street Resource Center back here in Maine. Mm-hmm. And I said, sure. And I handed her a flyer. I said, hand this out with every pin you sell. And it said basically what the pins were about. And if you want to help the homeless in your own backyard, call me up. Mm-hmm. Well, women started calling me from all over the United States saying that they wanted to get involved and help domestic violence programs, Habitat for Humanity, mm-hmm. transitional housing programs, and I became acutely aware of how huge this issue was and how diverse it was through the population. It wasn't just, you know, your 30-year-old homeless, you know, hobo, so to speak.
One of the things that I know, Mercedes, that your company it has in common with Lucinda's company is that your company has also done a good job of giving back to the community. You guys are very much involved in the charitable organizations in the Miami area, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. Goodwill Industries is one of our major, you know, organizations that we're very involved with.
And folks, one of the things, as you know, those of you who've been listening to this show for very long, when we introduce you to successful entrepreneurs like Lucinda, like Mercedes, one of the one thing that is 100% a common denominator in their stories is that they're successful, but they also give back to the community. They volunteer their time, they donate their money and their resources and their time, and they not only do that, but they encourage their people to do the same thing. That's one of the hallmarks of successful people, is they're not selfish. We're going to be right back with Lucinda Yates and Mercedes LaPorta. We're going to get them to give us their websites when we come back after these messages, and I'm going to let them talk to each other, and I'm going to take a break for a little bit. Tintail, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. And we're excited about having Lucinda Yates and Mercedes LaPorta with us. They're a couple of outstanding, very successful, very inspirational women entrepreneurs. And folks, these two ladies and me and I am going to be at the Office Depot Success Strategies for Business Women in Boca Raton, Florida, February 27th through March 1st, and the 2005 conference. And I want to give you a website you can go to find out more about this. And that is Office Depot Success. com. That's where you can go right into there. You can find out how to sign up for the conference. There are a limited number of seats left, and I encourage you to check it out and at least find out more about it. And I'm really looking forward to meeting you, Lucinda, and you, Mercedes, when we get together in a couple of weeks.
Same here. Same
that would
here.
Be a lot of fun. Lucinda, I want you to ask Mercedes a question.
Oh, Mercedes, you know, I was thinking, you've been in business for 26 years, and you're going to go to the Office Depot's Success Strategies Conference. What do you hope to gain from that? I mean, I'm thinking you've been in business, you're successful 26 years. What is it you're looking for there?
Well, this is going to be my second conference. I actually attended the conference last year. And my first encounter with Office Depot was a year ago in November. I went to their corporate headquarters here in Delray, and I met the diversity people there, Robert and John, who head the diversity department there, and I started to get a little, you know, a little insight as to how to do business with Office Depot. And after I attended the conference, I actually was able to get a one-on-one with their buyers. And I actually started doing business with Office Depot in last summer. I got my first order from them to supply them their lamps for their corporate headquarters here, and then have since then developed it into where I'm selling them their some electrical materials for their stores throughout the country.
Right,
that's great.
So it's been very successful. And I just want to say this about Office Depot. I've been in business for 26 years. I've been certified with I don't know how many different organizations. Office Depot, this corporation, is so dedicated to doing business with women-owned companies. It's inspirational. I think it should be an inspiration to other corporations.
Well said, Mercedes. Now I want you to ask Lucinda a question.
Lucinda, this is your first Office Depot conference.
That's right.
I take it it's your first one. Are you, you know, when you attend this conference, are you attending it, you know, in hopes of doing, you know, obviously in hopes of doing business with Office Depot? And how did you hear about it?
I heard about this conference from Mary Wong. I was in Florida last year, and I met Mary Wong she's involved with community relations with Office Depot, and she's just a phenomenal woman. And she thought that I would make a good speaker with my story at the conference, and we worked on that. And, you know, she's been a big fan of mine and my company, and she loves what we do, and she asked me to be involved. I'm hoping that when I do go to the conference, even though I'm a panelist and will be sharing some great things with two other panelists in my session, and we hope to, you know, give some tools to success for women who come about what our visions were, what the challenges we faced, and what successes we had in our businesses, so that people can be inspired by this, maybe take a few notes and go home and try a few things. But I'm also hoping while I'm there to have experiences and meet some of the people who are going to be there. There's going to be some serious players.
There are some big names. And I want you to go to the website OfficeDepotSuccess.com to find those. But Lucinda, before we're running out of time, I want you to give us your website, please.
Oh, it's an easy one. It's www.lucinda.com.
All right, and folks, if you noodle around in there on her site, you can find a picture of Lucinda in a bathtub.
Oh,
and
dear.
I have that picture in front of me, folks. You don't want to miss this.
Send it to the press section.
Lucinda, I hope you don't mind me saying this. Nice legs.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
and Mercedes, I don't think she minds, folks. And then Mercedes, give us your website, please.
It's www.mercedeselectric.com.
All right. And, folks, I hope you'll check those out. Ladies, thank you both for being here. Very inspirational stories. I hope you come back again soon, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
We'll hope it's sunny.
We'll have a good time. Lucinda Yace, ladies and gentlemen, and Mercedes LaPorter, we'll see them another time. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And I'm talking about people like Lucinda Yace and Mercedes LaPorter. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.